We got listener message from Ashley who said, I saw this story and thought it'd be right up your alley. So, Ashley, you're exactly right. The title says, mating kookaburras cause power outage in Australia.
Oh, dear Lord.
Okay, so a couple kookaburras. That's a bird, right? In Australia.
Okay, good, because I was thinking it was more along the kangaroo family.
No, it's a bird.
Okay.
It's a bird. They were caught mating on some power lines.
Wow.
And
that's dangerous. Were they trying to spice it up or something?
So the female kookaburra extended her wings in the midst of the lovemaking, and they touched separated power lines, causing a conductor between the two, and it caused a power surge.
It was an explosive moment.
It was a very explosive moment. And about 1,000 residents of Perth, Australia,
wow,
were without power because of these lovemaking.
Listen,
kookaburras.
Did the crazy kookaburras? Did they make it? Did they survive?
Unfortunately, the birds did not survive.
Oh no!
And the power employees who came to investigate on the scene, they, according to the article in USA Today, they had their own small little ceremony there for the newly
departed
okay, kookaburras there on underneath the power lines.
I would like to think that if you're gonna go,
that's the way to do it.
They were enjoying life. They were enjoying life and nature.
So Ashley, more to the
untimely
point,
departing.
More to the point to our listener Ashley is,
no.
What do you think?
No,
they
sir.
Sounded like.
Yeah.
Before
I don't think we need to investigate
all of
that.
Those sparks flew.
R.I.P. kookaburras.
And you're right. This is the only reason we're talking about this.
Gosh. They feel like they're laughing.
Wow.
What is that?
Wow.
That is aggressive.
Wow.
Is that her or him?
I think confused. There's. It sounds like there's two there.
Yeah.
There's like one in the background going.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It sounds fun. I'm happy for them. I really am.
Are you?
Well.
All right.
I was happy for them before they met their untimely demise.
Wow.
Hey,
wow. Hey, okay.
Hey. All right.
So there you go.
That is. It almost sounds a little like a monkey.
That is nature.
Okay.
And that is, you know, a poor one for the poor kookaburras there in the story. But
that was a circle of life that happened right
sure.
there. A little.
Well,
bit,
one minute. Of. 1 minute is.
Yeah.
And the next minute, you're on the ground.
Zap. Oh, wow. That's harsh.
Like I said, we're going to send you on an emotional roller coaster with this story.
Well, and this is also going to serve as a cautionary tale to all the other kookaburras that might be listening. Don't do that on power lines. How about we choose another spot for the romance?
Maybe. Another text from a listener said, I went from being really sad to busting out laughing. This is why I listen to your show.
See, we told you it was going to be a roller coaster of emotion, didn't we? Did we say that at the beginning?
It is a roller coaster. another text that says, a bird eulogy in didgeridoo B minor. That's this sound. That's the didgeridoo right here. That's what this is.
Yes, because, I mean, it is nice that they held a ceremony for the dearly departed lovebirds.
Yeah.
They were legit lovebirds.